these main findings, they have been, I would say, isolated here in the SIAMF, because we are always following the demand of the public health system. So as I mentioned, we were in the field for HIV at the beginning, so we know how to handle HIV for the people. Now they are treated with the three therapy here in Gabon. So we are following these people and we understand how to adjust the treatment. For Ebola, we are the leader. So now the public health system knows how to handle. If there is an epidemic of Ebola, the physician, the Gabonese physician, know how to handle the problem. And many, many other findings like this we got at SIAMF.
How are Gabonese benefiting from the research being done here?
So they are benefiting from our findings, what do we find and what we can apply directly to the public health system, and also part training, the excellency. We are training doctoral students, Gabonese doctoral students, to be the future leaders in research, in medical research here and abroad in Gabon and in the region. So that's I think this is the main things, you know, the fallout of the research directly applied to the medical system, and training the people to the excellency. I have these master students and having these doctoral students from Gabon trained here in their country for the problem of their country.
So let me ask you, what makes this medical research center special?
But it's special for several reasons, because it's very isolated in Central Africa, which is an environment, very specific, unique environment of the tropical rainforest. And now, everybody is looking at the tropical rainforest for the global warming and etc. So it's a very unique in terms of ecology. We are in the middle of the main question for the world, for the future of the world, how to protect this wild environment, how to protect this forest, and we are participating at this.
Well, I know that sometimes research is difficult. You try to find answers to things, and sometimes it takes a long time to come to a conclusion. What can you tell me has been the success story of this medical research center?
One of the success stories, it's a funding for 30 years, without a gap, without rupture of this funding, and thanks to the Gabonese government, and that's a success story. And then the success story, it's 800 publications, high-level publication at the international level of scientific level, 800, and more than 50 doctoral students have been trained, more than 200 masters did their thesis here. So this is really the concrete results. And then we have all these findings, as I mentioned before, in terms of therapy, follow-up, strategy, epidemiological strategy, intervention, etc.
Do you coordinate at all with other international medical research centers around the world, as well as in Africa?
Yeah, sure. At the regional level, we are part of the WHO network, for example, for hemorrhagic fever and other, for the influenza. We have a focus center for influenza at the regional level. So we have this connection in terms of medical network immediately. And then we have partners at the university in Europe, in the US, or in China, even in China, in India, in Asia. So we have this scientific network beside the diagnostic network, the medical network, scientific network, and then we are an international center, so the people come from everywhere. Time here with
us. I realize that the government is putting up other hospitals in the country. Are you going to be coordinating with them as a process of teaching medical doctors in Gabon?
Yeah, sure. We are in permanent contact with the Lambaréné, the Schweizer Center, and the foundation. So this is our colleagues. We are working in the same field or different fields. So we are changing our data, our people. So this will not change, you know. And the university are also, I will say, the place to find our good students, the best students. So we are very attentive to the training of the students at the university to pick up the one they will follow up on research. So, at the national level, we are really into the network.